This is Stateside. I'm April Bear. Halloween's approaching, and in another year, we would expect all the usual costume contests, trick-or-treating, games. This year, I guess bobbing for apples is definitely out, and families might want to find an alternative chocolate source if they're not comfortable accepting candy from strangers with COVID circulating. We were wondering about holiday-driven businesses like haunted houses and how the pandemic presents challenging questions about them. How can you open up for Halloween season safely? Ed Terribas is owner of Erebus Haunted House, an attraction in Pontiac, and he's here now to tell us how his team's been approaching it. Ed Terribas, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about what walking through Erebus is usually like, maybe without, you know, giving away what this will feel like for folks who may be ready to come out this year?
Well, Erebus is a half-mile walk inside the building. It's going to take you about, you know, 30, 35, 40 minutes, depends how fast you're running. with the pandemic this year, you know, we have some spots on the sidewalk outside for social distancing to keep everybody separated before they enter. We're taking everybody's temperature. Throughout the haunt, you should be able to walk the whole thing pretty much without touching anything. You know, if you keep your hands by your sides, in a couple spots that you may touch, such as a handrail, after each handrail, like going up the stairs, we have a, you know, hand sanitation station right there for you, you know, that we installed probably about 15 or 20 of these things throughout the haunt. You know, we have a constant cleaning crew throughout the evening, wiping the rails down continuously. We're taking everybody's temperature at the door. We're, you know, we have some plastic in between people here and there. We're not stacking people. Normally we put through people, six people at a time. So if you came with two, we might put you with two or four more other people and put you through the haunted house. This year you come with your group, we put you through as your group. So if you come with two people, you go through with two people. You come with six people, you go through with six.
What are the bookings like for the next few weeks? Are you seeing much of a difference between this year and last so far?
You know what? It's been fluctuating a little bit. You know, not too much. I expect, obviously your Fridays and Saturdays are busier. I mean, that's your, you know, that's, I'll call that my front row ticket, you know, 9 o'clock on Friday and Saturdays. But the, the other days we're chugging along. And again, it's flesh growing back and forth. I haven't really zeroed in on where we're going to end up, but, we're putting through a smaller capacity. And unfortunately, because we're putting them through slower, the lines might be a little longer on those Fridays and Saturdays. So if you want to avoid the line, you know, come on a Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Right. We've been talking with some people who run restaurants about dealing with a crush of customers. And I just kind of wondered how you balance the need to stay in the black, you know, so you can pay your employees, with the need to keep your employees safe and also comply with the state's regulations about spacing people out.
Yeah, you know what, we even have, we converted, and we were pretty much doing it, but even our makeup, we're touch-free makeup. So even the makeup artists are, we're being safe with them. You know, the actors aren't being touched. It's all airbrush makeup. All the actors are wearing masks. All the customers are required to wear a mask. And if you don't have a mask, we'll sell you a mask at the door. But we're encouraging everybody to bring their own mask. And, I'd say 99% of people are wearing the mask.
Yeah. I've been reminded about 100 times by my mom this season that a Halloween mask is not the same as as the masks that people wear to reduce risk of COVID. So you mentioned the actor training. And, I mean, my experience in haunted houses is like sometimes, the big scares come when somebody jumps out and grabs you. Is that something that's happening at Erebus this year?
No. No human will touch you at Erebus. Mm-hmm. And that's our standard rule. And just, you never know how people are going to react. You know, a lot of people do fight or flight, and we don't know nobody getting hurt on either end, actor or customer. So we never do that. We did create things that would touch people. And this year, some of those couple things we've actually changed, altered, modified. So it's not doing it so much now. So there's some things that, with the COVID thing, our hands are tied of doing certain things. We had a couple areas where we'd bring people in at 36 people at a time and give them a little show. Mm-hmm. We eliminated that just to eliminate the group of 36.
Right. Groups of 36 getting together and screaming probably doesn't sound like it complies with a lot of health regulations right now.
You know what? We did a lot. We jumped through a lot of hoops just to make sure we complied with what they were asking us to do. And, you know, it allowed us to open up. So that was a good thing. So it might not be all the tricks and goodies we have that have to offer, but we're still out there scaring people and we're still getting people screaming.
Yeah. I mean, clearly you don't want anyone to get sick, but the business is also so tied to Halloween, which is a holiday that has so much to do with up-close interactions. Was there ever a point at which you considered not opening up this year? I wonder, like, what that would have meant for you.
You know what? There was. I mean, we went back and forth. We talked to the city, the county, the state, the governor's office, you know, back to the city. You know, while all that was happening, we were actually scheduled to open up, you know, like the 18th of September, that weekend. I believe it was the 18th. And we ended up not opening that weekend, just, you know, put it off. Okay, guys, what else do we got to do here? What do we have? You know, what does it take to comply with what we have? And, you know, some people weren't quite sure. The governor's office was actually very, very helpful with, you know, kind of giving us some guidelines of what we need to do. You know, we took that information and presented it to the city, and here we are.
Yeah. Ed, there's no doubt that tensions have been running pretty high almost everywhere where folks have been on lockdown. And we again spoke with some businesses that had a real rush and people who were very interested in getting out and socializing a bit. And I know that this has hit home for you, too. There was a shooting not far from the haunted house on opening weekend. Is your security team doing anything different this year, just considering how tightly wound people are right now?
You know what? That incident took place, you know, the words were exchanged while they were in the line. And then they took off, went to another parking lot that was not patrolled by us. What happened there happened. You know, I mean, it's something you don't want to happen anywhere. Are we doing things differently? A little bit, but not really too much. Cause I haven't had a fight in my line over here in probably 25 years. Well, 20 years here and 5 years prior to coming here. We have things set up in line. You know, we pass out tickets to buy a ticket. Just because in the past we've had issues, things that happened in line when we were in other cities. If somebody takes cuts, let them take cuts. Security will handle it. We'll handle it. When they get to the front door, we just don't let them in because you need that number ticket and you have to be in numerical order to get on in.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell people, if you don't have a ticket, don't waste your time because we're not going to let you in.
Is that new this year, the numerical tickets?
No. We've been doing that for 30 years.
Oh, okay.
So like I said, we haven't had a fight in line because that prevents any argument.
Right.
I mean, that even prevents somebody goes, oh, I lost my tickets. Or you look at the group in front and they got number 40 and the group behind them has number 41. There's no losing tickets because they're numerical. You know, so I mean, you know, it's an unfortunate situation that happened. The sheriff's department, they were here within a minute and a half. I mean, 90 seconds, they were on location. I mean, it was pretty incredible how fast everybody responded to the situation.
It's interesting how many people have enjoyed watching horror movies or thinking about haunted houses, even when there is a lot of scary stuff going on in daily life. This is a year when there's a lot of fear going around for a lot of reasons. Do you think people will still want to lean into Halloween horror this year?
You know what? Halloween, I always called Halloween a selfish holiday. And when I say it's a selfish holiday, it just means it's like the only holiday for you. You don't have to buy anybody any presents. You don't have to go visit anybody. And you can dress up and be whatever or whoever you want. And nobody will criticize, condemn you, or nothing. I mean, if you want to be a Superman, you can be Superman. And everybody goes, wow, that's awesome. I mean, it's a fun holiday, and you talk to people and ask them what their favorite costume was growing up. And everybody has that memory of a favorite costume, a favorite event that happens in Halloween. Halloween is a very special holiday. And you know what? No matter what happens, you can't take that away. It's nostalgic. It's something that's been around and it's not going to go anywhere. You'll never catch up to, it's the second largest holiday next to Christmas. You'll never catch up to Christmas, but I mean, it's a huge holiday, but again, it's all about having fun. And I mean, my big thing is, we had it's chili and sloppy joes on mm-hmm. Halloween night, and you eat that a little bit. And then, you got your costume on and you're going out trick or treating. I mean, it just, it's a fun thing. You know what? The other thing I remember, I think it rained on every Halloween that I went out, but it didn't stop us,
Yeah. Well, I know one 10-year-old at our house who definitely would agree with you.
Oh, my daughter wants to be a dinosaur, and my son wants to be a superhero. I mean, it's you got to allow them to be that.
Yeah.
And it's even if you're going to do it on a limited basis, you still got to do it. You still got to carve the pumpkins. I mean, that's a whole thing. I mean, you got to stick your hand in that goo and pull out those seeds.
You make it sound so awesome. Ed, I really want to thank you for talking with us. Ed Terribas is the owner of Erebus, a haunted attraction in Pontiac. Ed, you take care. We hope you have a good season.
Happy Halloween to you, and hopefully we'll see you at Erebus.